It is time to talk weather, and let's bring in the guy looking to the sky with the raindrops falling. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and there will be some showers today, but it is not in any way, shape, or form a drop buster. Very, very light. The best chance of getting any kind of significant rain would be easternmost Connecticut today and into Rhode Island and out through the Cape. That would be your best chances. You prepare for some scattered showers, 70. They will end tonight, 55 to 60. Back to sun and clouds in 80 Thursday. Friday and Saturday, partly sunny, more humid, 85 to 90. About the same on Sunday, when there may be a thunderstorm, later in the day. Otherwise, I see it being typical August-like as we move into the weekend.
And so the weekend looks pretty solid right now, even though it's only Wednesday.
Right.
So, once again, people, you get the benefit of having a nice week after today. Nice wrap of the week on Thursday and Friday, and then it looks like Saturday and Sunday, 4 days in a row to enjoy.
Yeah, well, it's going to be more humid, so it's not going to be as dry, so get ready for that.
I still think people will enjoy it.
Should.
Because it's not going to be as humid as it was.
No, but it's going to be more humid, and you'll notice a difference.
No. All right. What the heck? What can you do?
You may not, but I will.
I know.
I'll feel it immediately.
I'll notice it, but I won't care. That's my thing.
That's the difference.
I'll notice it, but I won't care.
That is the difference.
I was speaking with my brother, who lives here and also in the winter months in South Carolina. And we were talking about, he's got well water. And they haven't had problems yet. But with so little rain, your water table is definitely dropped. So what they do now is they limit their showers to 5-minute showers. They only do laundry every other day. They've just changed the way they intake water,
right.
just to keep their well from running down low. Now, I haven't heard of anybody really having dry wells yet, but you're not that far from it when you have this little rain. We're about 5-6 inches behind?
I would think so. I'm not, I don't have definite figures, but I would say somewhere between 3 and 6 inches behind where we should be.
Yeah. And the longer, the more problems you're going to have with your wells.
I know the waterfalls up at the lake was trickling. When I went by there last weekend, which is an indication that, the lake level is low. I've seen times up there where there was hardly any water even coming over the falls. So I've seen times worse than now. And we're headed into peak hurricane season. Not that we'll get a hurricane, but all you need is any kind of a tropical system to push in, along the coast or the Gulf Coast and then send its rains our way. You'll be making up for rain in a hurry. That's all you need.
Yeah, it's it's something that, and farmers, really, we've heard complaints from people that the corn just doesn't taste the same this year.
Oh, really?
I saw a couple of posts on Facebook. Now, the more local you buy your corn, the better it's going to taste. Just simply because it doesn't get shipped and refrigerated and stuff like that. And we have a lot of people that grow great local corn, Daisy Hill Farm. They plant it, Pat, in an interesting way. They plant their corn several different times before corn season. And so that means they keep getting new corn in right into late summer.
Okay.
Which is a great way to plant. So in theory, they don't ever really run out of corn. Because they've got corn right through the summer into the fall. And fresh corn there's nothing in the world like fresh corn. Nothing. Corn on the cob. You like corn on the cob, right?
I like it, but I don't eat it. That's one of the foods in my diet plan that we have to avoid because corn turns to sugar.
Okay.
So we're told to try to avoid it.
Well, gosh, doesn't eat corn, beef, and can't eat corn.
Right. And it's not because I don't want to. It's only because of the diet. So other than that, I mean, you know, there are millions of people that don't have to worry about eating corn turning to sugar like I do. I know people, it's amazing. They could sit down and they could have a hot fudge sundae with everything on it, and they could have that every single day of the week and not gain an ounce. Isn't that nice?
I've never had that problem.
No, neither have I. So, let's see. It's corn, potatoes. I'm trying to remember what else. I know they don't even want us to have fruit, even though that's got natural sugar in it. They don't want us to have that either. So those are the things specifically that we have to try to avoid. Doesn't say don't eat it at all. Just says try to avoid them. In other words, don't make it a daily thing.
All right.
So I have two cheating days a week, and that's usually Saturday and Sunday. So on Saturday and Sunday, I can eat whatever I want. So on Saturday and Sunday, I could have my pizza, I could have my corn, I could have my baked potatoes or French fries and stuff like that. And that's on Saturday and Sunday. And so far, I'm maintaining the weight. I lost 19 pounds from 2 months ago, and I'm still maintaining it. So that's good, right?
Yeah, I had gotten down to 238 pounds.
Okay.
I had lost like 110 pounds, but then ever since I got sick, I gained 4.5 pounds back. So what I did, starting this week, once again, I went back to my 1,200-calorie-a-day diet.
Okay.
Just simply because I think all the medications and stuff like that are affecting it. And I just wanted to stop it in its tracks. So that's what I've done starting this week, 1,200 calories a day. And you know, I eventually want to get down to 228. So, I'm losing weight now is my change of diet is just I only lose about a pound and a half to 2 pounds a month. So,
but that's good because that makes it easier to keep it off.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at some movie reviews.
Yeah.
For movies, by the good folks at Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm surprised. There's two out of the top six movies are comics. A DC League of Super Pets,
mm-hmm.
and Minions.
Right.
They got 71% and 73% approval. There's a movie Bullet Train, which I haven't seen yet. That's only at 53%. The new Thor movie is at 65% approval. The one that I really want to see, because I think it's scary, is Nope. N-O-P-E.
Yeah, right. I saw the trailer on that.
It looks scary to me.
It does.
But that's got 82% approval.
So that's good.
It might get me to look in on it.
Okay.
Of course, Top Gun is still up there, 96% approval.
Wow.
96%. Wow is right.
Wow. That's great. That is great. I'm not a Top Gun fan, but it sounds like it's a good movie.
Well, I'm going to watch it now that it's once it comes over to the on the digital platform.
Right, and talking about movies, I was curious yesterday. I went to my shelf to see just how many movies we did for the lake. We completed 28, and we did 2 years, not back-to-back, but every 10 years, of a retrospect. So we've done 30, and this year will be 31. I think it's time for another retrospect next year, and that's it.
That's it. And Pat hangs up the movie credits.
That is it. Enough is enough. Especially when you have to beg people to be in the movie. And then you literally have to beg people to come see the movie.
What's even worse when people agree to be in the movie and then for some reason back out at the last minute.
Yeah, man. Yep. Or they agree and then they tell you, oh, no, I can't make it this weekend after you have everything scheduled. So, yeah, all of that's unnecessary stress. That's the way I look at it.
All right. Well, let's recap this forecast, which is outside of today, looking great.
Night. Showers today, ending tonight. And then sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday about 80, but then 85 to 90, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Doesn't look too bad.
Not bad at all.
Just a little humidity that we'll have to put up with.